real fun afternoons. The Scotty K Show on US 99.
So full transparency, like I said, there's been a little bit of drama here at US 99, and we're going to pull back the curtain and address it a little bit. Is that okay with you, Gabby?
Yeah, of course.
Did you hear about the French fry drama?
Oh, no, but I'm team French fry, so I'd love to hear it.
I'm sure you'll be team Scotty also. So this whole thing happened at the Kelsea Ballerini concert, and I talked about how Austin and I were walking behind Kyle from Melissa and Austin, and he had a whole basket of French fries and didn't finish them. And threw them right in the garbage in front of all of us.
Whoa, okay, that's a serial killer move.
That's what I'm saying. So I had called my boss and asked if we could fire him. And she said, yes.
Oh.
So we called Kyle, and he said he would redeem himself by buying us fries. And I was like, oh, no. He's like, there were only 10 fries. And he kept saying that. I was like, that's 5 fries each, man. That's not like a good argument. Like, that's plenty of fries.
Yeah.
You should have offered us. He had till today to redeem himself by buying me French fries.
Okay.
And he did buy me fries. He also gave an apology. And I'm going to play you his apology. And I want you to tell me what percentage of sincerity you think it is. How sincere do you think this apology is? And should I accept it, okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, here's Kyle's apology.
Dear Scotty K.
That's me.
I am sorry about the French fries. Honestly, it was only about 10, and I feel like this is a slight exaggeration.
Mm.
The only way I can think to ensure I still have a job is to give you these delicious fries. Love you like a sister, Kyle Milnemo. P.S. If you ever throw anything away from now on, I will also try and get you fired, even if it is a small amount of food and or drink.
What percentage sincerity do you think that is?
It's gotta be like 50 at most.
Yeah, it's not very sincere, right? There's a lot of deflection. There's a lot of he's like placing blame on other things. He's not really taking accountability for his actions.
Yeah.
He did bring fries from Chick-fil-A.
Okay, that's worth it. That gets it up to like a 75% from his 50 accountability.
Okay, that goes up.
I would say he needs to bring you one more thing that isn't fries.
Oh.
To get it up to 100.
Oh, damn. I have video of all this too, and in the video he's actually eating some of the fries on the way back.
All right, that just lost points again.
Yeah, he's down to like 60 now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, hang on right there, because there's one more thing I want to do. If you want to see the video, it's on Instagram right now. Just search The Scotty K Show. All right, The Scotty K Show on Instagram. But what I'm going to do next, I'm going to run his apology through ChatGPT and have it analyze it to see how sincere and what percentage sincere it thinks that apology is. I'm running through ChatGPT. Here's what I wrote. I said, please analyze this apology and give me things that you think are sincere, red flags, and what the overall percentage you think of sincerity this is, and if the apology should be accepted or not. So, ran the apology through, and here's what ChatGPT said about the apology. So, the sincere elements. It acknowledges the issue. So, Kyle does mention that he's sorry about the French fries. He attempts to make amends by bringing new fries, delicious fries. So, those are the sincere elements. There's only two of them. The red flags were this. Minimization of the incident, saying that there's only 10 fries and calling it a slight exaggeration, which he did do. He downplayed the issue. Job security angle, he said it's the only way I can ensure that I still have a job. So it shifts focus away from genuine remorse and makes it more self-preservation. Okay. Casual and jokey tone. All right. He said, I love you like a sister. He did say that. And finally, it says, the PS part feels like a threat. He did. He did threaten me. He said, if I throw anything out, he's going to try and get me fired. So there's a threat in there. The overall sincerity, according to ChatGPT, overall sincerity rating is 40%. More deflective than genuine, Kyle. And so, should I accept this? There's some context of it. Said it depends on the relationship of the context. But it also said, would you like me to suggest a better version of this apology? So I'm going to do that, and I will send him a better version of this apology. I'm going to post all this, too, on our Instagram as well. And the original apology with the video is up also. But it doesn't sound like at 40% sincerity we should be accepting this apology. So, Mr. Kyle Milnemo, I don't know about this one. So hop on Instagram. You can see all of it. And I'll also post those results from ChatGPT because they're pretty dead on. I love that. Search The Scotty K Show on Instagram, okay? Search The Scotty K Show on Instagram. And I guess Frygate 2025 will continue.